Here's a story from The World.
Now to Ethiopia. It's been exactly 4 months since the conflict began in Ethiopia's Tigray region. This week, the United Nations said it has corroborated reports of atrocities in Tigray committed by multiple parties. Some may constitute war crimes. Today, the UN Security Council is having a closed-door meeting to discuss the ongoing crisis. The World's Africa correspondent, Halima Gikandi, has been reporting on this story from Nairobi, Kenya. Halima, we continue to hear alarming reports about atrocities in Tigray. What is alleged to have happened and by whom?
Unfortunately, the reports of atrocities is very grim, and they range from looting to extrajudicial killings to rape and to indiscriminate shellings. And no party in this conflict has escaped these allegations, from the Ethiopian Federal Forces to the Tigray People's Liberation Front to Eritrean troops who are alleged to be fighting in Tigray. And it seems like, honestly, every week the atrocities and the accusations get worse. Last week, Amnesty International released a report investigating atrocities in Aksum and found that Eritrean troops had massacred hundreds of civilians, and that the Ethiopian government forces had been indiscriminately shelling, or at least this is what the report alleged. Recently, I spoke with a lawyer from Tigray who's since escaped and is now seeking asylum in Nairobi. His name is Teshegar Tsigab Gebremeskel, and this is what he had to say about what he saw in Tigray.
Some people who are close friends with me died in that situation in Tigray. I know some families who are dead, and I see corpses lying on the streets.
And now the UN is calling for access on the ground so that it can conduct independent investigations into these alleged atrocities. And recently this week, the U.S. Secretary of State, Antony Blinken, called for the same when he was speaking with Ethiopia's Prime Minister, Abiy Ahmed.
What has the Ethiopian government's response been to that pressure for access?
It's been improving recently, if you compare it to the beginning of the crisis, where the UN had very limited access, where journalists had very limited access. And when it comes to kind of the humanitarian rights violations, this is what the spokesperson of Ethiopia's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Dina Mufti, had to say.
The Ethiopian government is committed to the human rights issues, and the government is committed to carry out independent investigation of the quote-unquote committed crimes by whoever does it.
And the ministry has said that the Attorney General's office will be investigating those independently. But again, the UN, as well as the U.S., are saying that there need to be independent investigations and access that can enable that.
So where does that kind of access stand now?
On the humanitarian aid side, we've seen it open up a tiny bit, but even now, some areas, especially rural areas in the region, remain restricted even to UN and UN-affiliated organizations. And that means that 4 months later, there's still some parts of the region that have been completely cut off. I mean, and it's not only humanitarian access that people are concerned about. People are also calling for international media to be allowed to be on the ground to report on this situation. Recently, the Ethiopian government has said that they would allow and that they have allowed some international media to travel to the region, which is a big change when you compare it to the beginning of the crisis. But then a couple days ago, Ethiopian journalists who worked for international media were arrested. And even though they've since been released, it kind of puts into question whether or not access is really going to be unfettered or whether it's going to be conditional.
The World's Africa correspondent, Halima Gikandi, speaking to us from Nairobi. Thanks a lot, Halima.
Thanks, Carol.
From PRX.